Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
And yes, so here's your change, Angry Jim. And what was that? Was that three furious muffins for you? Oh yes, no, to go. You said, okay. Well, I'll just get that for you. Oh, look out, Sleepy Jim, out the way. Go, always on the floor with your sleepy ways.
This is both difficult to watch and impossible to look away from.
It's very nice at David's place, but look, it's almost the end of the day. Well, Angry Jim, I'll just get you. Sorry about the wait on the order. Yep, look, here you are. Here are your three delicious muffins, which are definitely here in David's place, which is where I want to be.
Oh, the people's voices rise. Wait. Rise in a crescendo of noise. For the people will not be downtrodden anymore. They will have to be heard with their needs or something and stuff. For the people will rise. Brother David, welcome to the glorious future.
No to whatever this is.
Why have you painted a red star on your face?
I've been reading, David, which is unusual for me because books and words are for losers. But I have been reading about this thing called communism.
Right.
And I like it.
Okay, what is
because
this?
Because you put me on it, didn't you, David? You put me on it. Thank
what?
You, Brother David. With your
what?
Talk of unions and collectivization and all that stuff, I went back and went and had a big drink, and then I had another big drink, and then I snorted something. I don't know what it was. Could have been from a battery. And then I started looking on Imogen about unions, and then it said, are you looking at unions? Do you want to talk about communism? And then it said, do not enter, restricted knowledge. And I sort of mashed my face and hands into the keyboard until it said, oh, welcome. Look at the forbidden information. I think it did again. There was a lot of blood and so much of that stuff that came out of a battery. And it was all talking about these people who wanted betterment for all mankind. I'm part of mankind and I want stuff. There was Max Crab. There was the lion Vladimir. And there was also Trotsky, the horse. And I am an acolyte now.
Right, and that's why you...
Collectivize a farm!
We don't have any...
Wheat! Wheat for some reason!
Could you have maybe turned up on time, maybe?
In the glorious future, no one shall turn up on time. Or leave on time. Time will be abolished as a tool of the bourgeois way!
But I've been mashing my hand into the panel for hours at the start of the day, and the brief wasn't turning up, and the only time the brief doesn't turn up are the days when Hartra appears. But Hartra isn't here, and it...
Sorry, I couldn't get a word in with Trexel shouting. Line manager is approaching and also has arrived.
Dun, dun, da, dun, dun, da, dun, da, review.
Hartro, that was more dramatic than I'm used to. Is that a top hat?
Am I dramatic? Do I look as though something has died and I am dressed for it?
You're wearing a cape.
And sort of shiny black shoes and a... quite the black cravat.
Well, I think it is fitting.
Have you been scattering roses?
Yes, I have. Something has died.
Is it my enemies?
Something has died deep inside of me.
Oh, okay. That's something I don't care about.
But anyway, you know, the show goes on, doesn't it? Doesn't it? That's what they say.
They do.
So we're still doing reviews.
Yes, we are.
And also, I'd like to welcome you, Sister Pilts. Welcome to the glorious revolution that I'm organizing. I'm in charge, and also at the end of it, everything sort of belongs to everyone, as long as secretly it all kind of belongs to me for some reason.
David, what is he talking about? What, sister, what?
Well, I mean, the last brief we had talked about unions.
He
did some research.
I've done research.
Information was put in his proximity. I wouldn't call what he did with it research.
I've done illicit research.
You've been researching. You've been going beyond the call of duty. You've been thinking. Have you been thinking, Trexel? Well,
yes, it doesn't sound like me, but yes, I suppose I have been learning and becoming educated, and for some reason everybody wants to ban the cigars I make. That doesn't seem to make sense, but it's the case.
Right. Just shut it, Trexel. We need to do a review, and I need to disrobe. Funeral's over. Where's your disrobe? Oh, here it is.
Whoa!
And I assume you have a hat receptacle in here somewhere. Oh, yeah, there we go.
What? I didn't even know we had a disrobing machine. There's a lot more hidden in these walls than I thought. David, what have you been hiding in the walls? Is it the wealth of the people? Redistribute the wealth of the people, David!
I would redistribute everything if I could do it. I've been slapping things all day.
David is a clone. I doubt he has access. Anyway...
Now, I have access as a consultant?
No. Just sit there, please.
Sitting down.
Just sit on that square.
This square here?
Yeah.
Well, there's no chair in this square.
Yeah, sit in the square. I would like you in a square. I would like... If you leave that square...
Yes?
We will have words.
Ooh, what kind of words? Kind words, like hug.
You are trying to distract me, and I... This is what you do every time, Trexel.
I come in. I'm not trying to do anything.
I was in a bad mood. You could tell. You saw what I was
just
wearing.
Like a funeral person.
All right.
Okay.
And right. Now I'm just trying to get on with the review. And if I could do that,
then maybe
we could make some progress.
Sitting in the square. You seem very up at arms, Hartro. I'm sitting in the quiet Trexel Square.
Well, last time we did see her, she did have a paper gun.
That's true. Was that a real gun? We're British.
Do you want me to bring my real gun here?
Potentially real, potentially paper. Gun detected. Security sort of alerted.
Is that the real gun or the paper gun?
David, don't push it. There's murder in those eyes.
All right, David. You can sit right here next to him. You can sit in this little triangle here.
Yes, David's in trouble.
There.
Get in the naughty triangle, David, next to the bad square.
No.
Like little children, sitting in shapes.
No.
What do you mean no?
No. I'm going to sit in this...
What do you mean no?
Warning. Clone defiance detected.
I mean no. No, right. you took me out of my place. You took away my muffins, my angry gym. No more. I'm sitting
David,
in a chair.
David, you don't have a place.
Or what?
Ooh. Or I will get my real gun and I will stick it somewhere you don't want.
Let's imagine she means in your face.
And I'll make you wear socks. Yeah, I know there's a clone receptacle around here somewhere. I'll just put you in there, David, and then we'll get on with something.
Oh, David's gonna get a clone prison.
Not that one. What do we need a disco ball in here for?
It's shiny, though.
No, that's the sparkling slurry. This is for successes. This is what you drink when you do a good job.
Oh, a delicious bottle of sparkling slurry. How expensive and lovely.
Ow!
Not for you. Not for losers.
Right.
I can't find it, but just sit on the triangle.
No, I'm going to sit in my chair, and then we're going to do the review. Because you need us.
I don't like it when Mum and Dad fight.
Do not try and establish that dynamic.
I'm going to sit in my bed. Right here.
That's my bed.
No, that's my...
There's a bed in here.
David, that's my bed.
Sitting in your bed. But how do you like that, David?
I outrank you, David. I'm laying in this bed, and it's comfortable.
Ooh. No, fine. I'm happy with my chair. I've been sleeping in this chair. This chair is fine. This is David's chair. This is David's place now.
Ah, this is a comfortable bed.
Stop doing that on my bed.
Okay, could I just get everyone's attention, please, just for a moment?
I don't know. I'm very sleepy all of a sudden.
No, okay. I'm not used to you both being this weird at each other. Normally it's all about me, and it seems to be about one of you two for some reason, and I'm uncomfortable.
I'm not weird.
Shut up, Trexel.
You're grinding your bottom into his bed while making eye contact in an aggressive fashion, Hartro. If that's not weird, then I'm not Trexel Geisman, fellow traveller. Now, David, Hartro, how about we all just sit in regular chairs, not in squares on the floor, on beds with eye contact... David, you can stay in that chair. That's a regular chair. How about we all just sit in the chairs and try and work this out as a weird family?
As utterly wrong as it sounds, Trexel might be making sense.
Okay, Hartra, I don't know about you, but I feel strange now. Trexel's being reasonable, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
I never feel strange. I always feel completely comfortable in every situation I'm ever in. I feel completely comfortable right now.
Sweating and the darting eyes and you're sort of the panicky look. Yes.
You know what? I'm not tired anymore. I want to get out of this bed.
Okay. Yes. Would you like this chair here.
This chair.
What are you offering?
We're not telling you to get it. No. It's just a chair that's there, and we. It's just a completely incidental chair.
Optional chair.
I notice that David Seven is offering me a chair. That he's generously offering me a chair. Thank you, David Seven, for pulling out a chair for your line manager.
Right.
Now, I hear that Peredrak, I heard they got you settled in here nicely.
Oh, yes. A very impressive individual is Peredrak. We're friends, you know. We haven't spent any time together, and they didn't indicate that they liked me, but we're bosom buddies.
I agree with you there, Trexel. Peredrak gets results, you know, and that's what it's about, isn't it? At the end of the day, you can drink, you can moisturize, can have a bad father relationship, but at the end
Who
of
doesn't?
The day, you get results, unlike you. This is the difference between the two. Do you see what I'm pointing out now between you and
Peredrak? Yeah, no, I understand. We both do those things, except I, at the end of the day, have never really delivered on any single thing in my career.
Well, I'm putting a tick on that box.
That leaves room for improvement, I suppose, and also in the glorious revolution to come, I suppose all of this will be meaningless. If only I knew what the revolution was about, or what we wanted, or what a revolution is. Anyway, I'm sure it's not important. No. So, we're reviewing. Now, we haven't done much, but we did do a good job yesterday. I think we can all agree. Wouldn't you agree, David? I think we did an excellent job.
We did a job.
Yes. Why don't we take you through it, Hatro? Why don't we take you through it? Let's take you through it. So.
You know what? I'm going to go back in the bed. I'm going back in the bed. You take me through it.
Okay. Well, yeah, whatever. Okay. Right, okay. Just back in.
That's still.
I'm listening. I'm putting the pillow over my head, but I'm listening.
Right. Well, we were helping the New O'Neill Commercial and Industrial Hyperdynamics and Lotion Innovations because they had some sort of, you know, union problem, unfair wages, yada, 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 and they wanted us to help, you know, stop all of that business. And so what we did is, you remember, David, we talked about what a union could be and how it could be remarketed, and we decided, well, hey, unions, it's quite scary. Oh, negotiations. Yeah, well, that's quite intimidating. What about a fun chat?
Yes, we rebranded unions to fun chats, and then we asked New O'Neills to sort of get them round the table and just actually talk to them.
Yes, just engage with your workforce, and then if they at any point look like they're going to threaten the longevity of your company, you blow them out an airlock because they've got to learn the stupid proles.
Which is a real communal.
Yeah, you know, like. You know, like proper unions.
No.
Wow, you seem to be chewing on the pillow there, Hatcher. Is that... I thought that was,
That's my pillow.
Sort of wet now. But...
All right, is it over? Is it over?
In the short term, yes. In the long term, never.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
That's pretty good, I thought. High fives all round.
It's not a high five. It's not. This is... Do you know what's happening? Do you know what you're doing?
Low five.
You don't get it. You just need to get the brief and do something that's not going to cause a lot of attention. You just need to tick a few things, come up with an idea that isn't crazy. Don't try to do something so ridiculous. You're not starting a revolution, Drexel. You're filing a brief. But could you do that? Can you just do that and remain undetected?
Okay.
Can you just shuffle along?
Okay.
Like
Okay, Hatro, look at me. Is what you're asking me, Drexel, can you do the very basics of your job, ideally within a reasonable time frame?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to level with you, Hatro. The answer to that question is no. And it will always be no. And as long as you're fine with that, we can be friends. Oh, hear the people sing. Flags are waving in the air. See the red star that represents something. I didn't read that far.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? That's it. Do you agree with him, David Seven? Do you agree with what he just said? Do you think he'll ever be able to just simply do the brief without causing a lot of attention within the time frame that's required of him?
Hartro.
Yeah.
You know the answer to that question.
Maybe?
No. No, it's a no. It's always no.
Firm no.
Okay, well then we have a problem.
Well, yeah, of course we do. You came at us with a gun and put us here.
A real gun. We have got a problem, boys, because...
Hatro, are you in some sort of trouble?
No, of course not. Everything is under control. And You can't do what I need you to do. Okay, so I've been working for Standards. All right? We know this, right?
Yes. Yeah, we know that. You're a traitor. You traitored us. You did a traitor on us.
I didn't have a choice, okay?
And now you need us, which is why you found us.
Yes.
There was a bit of a confusion when my training gauntlet had a interesting outcome and it was misunderstood by everyone.
The attempted murder, the time you tried to kill us.
Yeah.
I was doing something that is very edge of its seat and people just weren't ready for it.
It was cutting edge, bleeding edge, also burning edge, and sort of dissolving edge.
Anyway, I've been forcibly working...
A cutting edge solution, like being stabbed.
And I've been working for Standards and basically, I can't do what they need me to do.
Well, what do they need you to do, Harcho?
They need you to be competent, Trexel.
Oh, well, that's going to go badly for you. You're doomed, Harcho. You're doomed to die.
No. See, that's where you're wrong. Harcho doesn't die. Harcho doesn't die.
Why don't you fight Standards?
Oh, interesting. David, expand on that point.
Well, I could have been killed every day for literally no reason at all.
Often it was preventable and I just didn't try.
And I haven't yet, right? So I'm living proof that if everything wants to kill you, if you don't want it to, it can't. So, stop it!
I think your conclusion is flawed, but it sounded pretty good, so let's not worry.
It does feel like everything wants to kill me.
Well, what's Standards gonna do?
That was the get-up, though. And the dun 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 dun. I can't really hide it anymore. I mean,
it was very dramatic. I don't think you hid it at all, Harcho. You turned up literally in funeral clothes.
Well, I'm not gonna die.
Well, so why don't we work together? Like, Trexel cannot be good at his job.
Hello.
No, impossible. And I've tried. Do you know how I have tried?
Yes, I was there.
I don't think we should let this go. You built quite an elaborate diorama with that whole chicken fox seed thing.
I know!
That took a lot of work.
I thought that would work!
You ran us a weird game for nerds.
That was stupid, but you know, it killed a couple of hours.
I mean, you built a whole murder trial for us. I mean, that was trying to murder us, but you know, it was impressive.
Where did you get all the acid from? That's a question. And how do you store acid? Because if acid like melts the tables, what do you keep it? It's unimportant, but it's impressive is what we're saying. You've got skills.
You just keep trying
to apply them to the wrong thing, which is me.
The solution to Trexel is to not Trexel in the first place.
That's it. I don't know why I didn't see it sooner. You're impossible to fix.
Tell you what, why don't you just lie about how we're doing?
Oh yeah, I could. I have lied before. I mean, you know, for the greater good, for the
right. And the greater good is you not being
killed.
Killed, I guess.
I wouldn't be hurting the board. I mean, no,
we all love the board here.
We all love the board.
Just number one and that number 48.
Yeah, hammer time.
If I could just get rid of them.
Well, now, we have entered Trexel's sphere of expertise, planning a murder. We've never done this before as a group. I'm so excited. I've got crate paper. Hang on, I'll just get it.
No good has ever come of the combination of Trexel Geistman and Kraft.
This is a bad idea.
Okay, right, okay. So I've made a little map of all of the bits of the vents that I know. And this, I think, is where Standards are. Oh, come on, Harcho, get in the spirit of it. This is a vent-based murder plan. Okay. So we're here, I think. I'm not sure when things are. And Standards is here, I think. I'm not sure where things are. And all we need to do is find where they are and then paper up all the cracks and watch them suffocate to death. Or if you don't like that, we need to steal a bulldozer. I think they've got someone on the lower construction deck. And we just need to drive it through room after room until we hit them. Sure, there'll be collateral damage, but what's collateral damage except something that I don't really mind?
Okay.
If you don't like that, I've got this big knife. Now, you say, a knife, Trexel? Unless you're standing in front of them, you can't use it. But guess what? The knife is 2 miles long. You just jab it in all directions.
Oh, did you get a 2-mile knife?
Okay, sure, that doesn't work for you. 2-mile knife, it'll bend. I hear you, but I've been working on something else. paper cuts. Everyone hates them. But what if you paper cut somebody with a rock? You beat them in the face with a rock, causing many paper cuts until they die. You seem unconvinced. Okay, electrical shocks. No one likes them. Everybody has them. So we need to rig up a chair with some sort of electrical charge, and then you just place it, maybe putting a pillow on it that says, "Sit on me. I'm not going to murder you." You don't seem convinced. But one of these has to work. This is my only area of expertise.
Trexel, we don't...
Whoops. There he goes.
He's passed out. Oh, David, have we made a terrible mistake?
Always. We don't know where number... Look, now that he's... he's back.
Oh, I had a Look. Beautiful dream in which I was some sort of king. Ah, oh, I'm just going to lie down on the bed here. You keep going. I got a little overexcited there.
Yeah, you just take my pillow. There you go. You should just lay there. And then I'm just going to go over here with David for a second.
Bed. Okay, guys, men in the corner.
So, no, look. He doesn't know where number 1 and number 48 are. And
obviously, look at his map.
Well, yeah, it is drawn in crayon and it's just a smiley face. But do you know where number 1 and number 48 are?
I do. Or I can track. I have communication lines open.
Right. So we can't just storm out of here and hit them in the face with a rock, thus giving them paper cuts.
Perfect plan.
But you have access to them, right?
Yes,
you're working with them. So see if you can find out any of their weaknesses.
Yeah.
Like how can we get leverage on them? How can we get them to just leave us alone?
Yeah,
and
let us have mission.
Some sort of nice cafe.
Let it go, David. The cafe is gone.
Or not kill you with a hammer. I don't know.
Hammer. We'll see. Well, you know, people have things that they need, and you have things that you need, and I don't think that they maybe might come true. We'll see. But this is a good idea, David Seven. I like the way you're thinking.
Oh, can I chip in just for a moment? Also, can you tell them that not only are we doing a good job, but that Trexel is doing an amazing job and should be promoted with some sort of medal? You know, just to keep things under the radar, as they'd expect.
We need to keep things believable,
Trexel. Maybe employee of the millennium. Sorry, what was that, David?
We need to keep things believable.
I'm sorry, what's not believable about me being the best person alive?
We're already really kind of stretching it by saying you're doing a good job, so we don't really want to...
The key
here... Did you
here...
not hear my thing about the rock? That's gold. Tell them that. No, don't tell them that. That's a murder plan. I can't believe you nearly did that, Hartro.
The key is to remain undetected, to be like a clear glass...
Duck. A clear glass duck. Sliding over the water. Who would suspect a glass duck?
That's right. Okay. All right. Well, I need to grab my things and my hat. My cape. You know what? I don't even feel like I need these anymore. I'm leaving these here because I feel slightly lifted.
Yes, I cape.
We've got a plan, guys.
Jaunty hat.
Okay.
We've got a plan.
All right. Well, if you find anything, come back to us. I mean, I'm assuming we have the next review, so you can kind of report back then, and we can see what we're up against.
Hang on a minute. I've got a term for this. Hey, guys, why don't we circle back to this later? That's a business phrase.
Yeah, and in the meantime, keep your lips sealed.
With glue. I'm going to seal David's lips with glue. Will do. Right, thanks, Hartro.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That seemed to go well. We pulled the wool over her eyes.
Yes.
Now, David, you're going to have to explain something to me.
Right.
What are we doing? I've become a bit lost. Am I a revolutionary? Am I some sort of Vladimir Lion?
I have no idea. This is why you shouldn't go down imaging holes.
No, I get confused. You know, I once found there was documentary evidence of this really old cereal called Goodbye O's, and it was these sort of little hoops. And when you ate them, you died. And that's why they were Goodbye O's. Because you'd say goodbye, take a bite, you die, and then people are like, oh, they've died.
Oh.
They've died.
Horrible. Okay, well, maybe we could feed number 1 and number 48.
Oh, they went out of production thousands and thousands of years ago. But you see, there's just a load of concerning stuff in this. So, you know what? I think I've gone through my revolutionary union phase. It didn't suit me, you know, all that thing about people power. People shouldn't have power unless that people person with power is me. Pexel.
Right.
Sorry, Trexel.
Okay, Hartro's gone away.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yes, actually, let's leave it there. Hartra has gone away, and that is what happened.
Well, thank goodness for that. And if you need anyone else murdering, let me know. I've got an endless supply of crepe paper and also a bottomless well of murderous malice.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, if you go away and maybe work on that, tell you what, why don't you try and come up with a plan to murder,
Bathin.
All the Megatrons.
Oh, all the Megatron. Well, I prefer Bathin. All right, fine. I'll work on the Megatron murder plan. I'm not quite sure how it fits in, but I also don't like follow-up questions. So I'll see you later. Me, this cape, and this jaunty top hat are gonna go try and find where the Astral Bar is again and have a couple of drinks.
Okay, Trexel.
Murderer, away!
Bye! Now, there was that order for muffins.
Board preserve me.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartro Pilts was played by Jenny Halfeck. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jessica Specht, Natalie Logan, Emily Simmons, Paige Morgan, Clarissa Olivares, Lana Roberts, Emma, Rhiannon Thomas-Bourne, Malibustacy, Regan Sanders, Christina, Sir Pralagod, Trixie McGee, A Brain in a Bucket, Esther Phillips, Annie Shoes, Natasha Tomasek, Maglor, Saturn Lynette, Amaranta Petty, Alison Peroni, Ari Shenanigans, Pumpkin Milk, Mackenzie Sheppers, Annika V. Bryden, Jasmine Zielfreund, Ludo, Marguerite Coles, Catherine Foreman, Hello Trickster, Riley Alexandra, Rose Johnson, Ruben Pax, What If You Were Defenseless, Tara, Biff, The Thing Lurking in the Dirt Under the Streets of Alexandria, Sarah Anderson, Tips Fedora, Jacques Avist, Logan Austin, Jem, Strongest Stars Malak, Ona Dakora, Alex, Skyberia, Gabby Figueroa, Zoe Wright, Charlie Morgan Reed, Heather, Nebula Wood, Gillis Lowry, and Taylor Jackson.
Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.